Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Relationship dynamics, starting a new business, and a llama named Polka Dot. What do these three things have in common? Well, they're all part of the awesome new show on Discovery Channel's Planet Green, The Fabulous Beekman Boys. Joining us today are the Fabulous Beekman Boys themselves, Josh Kilmer Purcell, a drag queen turned best-selling novelist, and Dr. Brent Ridge, a type A former VP at Martha Stewart. Their decision to buy a sweet little country farmhouse in upstate New York turned into a complete lifestyle overhaul. They now have a lovely farm with 80 feisty goats, a couple of pigs, a dozen chickens, and the aforementioned scene-stealing llama. Brent and Josh, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm so
Thanks
glad to have
us.
You guys both on the show. You know, my husband and I were such huge fans of your show, The Fabulous Beekman Boys, and the dynamics between you and Josh are so relatable, and we find ourselves sort of tapping each other or poking each other. Like, if Josh says something, I'm like, that's so you.
Who's the Brent and who's the Josh?
Oh, who's the Brent, who's the Josh? Well, that's okay. I think he's a little more Brentish, although he said, I'm not that organized.
Did he use the word organized?
Well, you know, I mean, or particular, I guess, you know, trying to be nice here. And, but then he does have Josh's, I mean, yeah, he has Josh's sense of humor, but Brent, he has your meat. He's very neat. Like, I'll clean the kitchen, and then he'll come in and, like, with the lemon or organic lemon spray, of course, he'll wipe the counters. So I'll be like, I just cleaned the kitchen. He's like, well, let me give it a shot.
A man after my own heart.
Exactly. Now, Josh, you grew up in rural Wisconsin, and Brett, you grew up in rural North Carolina. So did you have exposure to farms growing up? And, Josh, if I can start with you.
Yes, I actually lived in the middle of a farming community. We weren't on a farm, but I think anyone who grows up in Wisconsin is sort of an honorary farmer. But what we did do is we had our own garden, and we grew our own food. So we're sort of surrounded by farms and really feeding ourselves all through my childhood.
My family, like Josh's, always had really huge vegetable gardens. And I can still remember the very first crop I ever planted. It was a package of radish seeds that my grandfather gave to me. And, you know, I think it's such a wonderful thing, you know, to give a child, and I think I was only five when he gave me that packet of seeds, and for them to have that pleasure of planting them and seeing something grow from it, it's amazing. And
so you guys both ended up in New York City. Now, I'm a big romantic, so first of all, I want to know what brought you to New York and then how you met. So this time, Brent, I'll start with you.
Well, I came to New York to do my residency in internal medicine at Columbia University, and it was that first year that I was in the city that Josh and I met online, you know, the old-fashioned way.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And it was kind of a blind date, and Josh showed up with a box of chocolates and wearing a new sweater, and he wooed me.
Josh, so what brought you to New York?
I came here for advertising, actually. I went to advertising school in Atlanta, and then my first job was here in New York.
Oh, that's great. So when you guys met, did you pretty much hit it off immediately?
Pretty much immediately. We started dating right then, and we've been together ever since. So
now, how long after that did you take that innocent drive up into upstate New York that completely changed your life?
Well, that was about 7 or 8 years into the relationship. But we had always part of our autumn ritual was to rent a car here in the city and then drive as far as we could until we got lost, and then we would spend the night wherever we got lost. We just got lost in Sharon Springs.
Oh, and in Sharon Springs, that's where Beekman Farms, and it was what was established 1802. Okay, good. So you saw this palatial mansion. It's just gorgeous. For people who haven't seen the show, you should definitely check it out on Planet Green on Discovery Channel. And you what was your reaction to it? Josh, how did you feel when you saw it?
I mean, we were both overwhelmed. When we drove by it, we originally thought it was a museum because it was in such great shape. And the previous owners had put a lot of money into restoring this really historically important house. And we thought it was a museum. And when we drove in the driveway, we saw a for sale sign.
Wow.
But what a lot of people don't know is that we didn't plan on turning it into a working farm. We just thought it was going to be a weekend place. But after we moved in, we got a letter in our mailbox from Farmer John, who we didn't know at the time, but he sent us a letter, and he had lost his farm, so he needed a new home for his 80 goats. And he had 30 days to find them a new home, or he was going to have to send them to auction.
And those goats are so adorable. And that one, what is Darkness? Is that the goat's name with that crazy beard?
Yes.
Yes, my daughter's like, what's going on with that goat, Mommy? Like, what? So that's just its beard. I left out the part about the urine being sprayed into it. That was a pretty – we were watching that episode last night on demand. We were cracking up. That's sort of interesting. Now, that's what they do when they're getting ready and they want to attract a mate. They somehow pee on themselves. Is that what happens?
That's right. Yep. And the scent of the urine attracts the females.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Recently, my daughter had her sixth birthday, and we found this woman who does this traveling petting zoo. It was awesome, and they bring a goat to your house and a rabbit and a duck and a chicken and a little pony. And, yeah, the goat was great. I mean, the goat kept getting into everything, but like anything they could find in the yard, you know. But we had a really good time, so I thought, wow, this must be a really neat experience for you guys.
Oh, gosh, don't tell Brent that, or he's going to want to start a traveling
farm. My gosh. You should
the wheels are already turning.
Can I join you guys? Seriously, I would love that. I mean, it was just to see the kids. And let me just tell you something. I'm not one of those moms that, like, has a big birthday. I like things simple. So it's like, okay, kids, go out in the backyard, start petting animals. Have kids or other people come to the farm just to visit the animals.
I'm always quite amazed when we have our friends come up from the city, and especially seeing it through the eyes of children. One of the things I find amazing is that the children will stand on the other side of the pen or the fence and pet the animals. And then when you ask the kid, they said, do you want to go inside the pen? They look at you as if, you know, they had no idea that could be possible, you know, to actually be standing with an animal. And then, you know, sure enough, they're in the pens and in the field the rest of the day just running around with the goats.
Yes. You know, the animals are a part of the show. But, you know, what really draws me in, and I mentioned this earlier, is the relationship aspect. And there was an episode that I thought was really telling about the challenges of starting a new business and keeping a relationship. And you had that conversation after you went out from the Martha Stewart party, and you were talking about how hard it is that, you know, your life has stayed the same because you're still working in the city. Brent's life is on the farm. How has that challenge worked out for you guys? Or it's an ongoing challenge.
It is an ongoing challenge. I mean, we call, you know, the year that was filmed for, that you're seeing now, the year of sacrifice. And because we knew going into it that we were going to be apart a big portion of the year, and that financially there was going to be a lot of sacrifice while we tried to, you know, launch this business. And, you know, now we've survived the first year, and now the next year, this year, we're trying to figure out how we can make our business sustainable and successful enough that Josh can join me on the farm.
Yeah, that would be great. And it's funny, my husband had a question. When we were watching, he said, well, you know, they talk about this, you know, the first year and the sacrifice year. And, well, he said, what if it doesn't get any easier? I'm like, I don't want to ask him that. He goes, no, just ask. I mean, how does that feel? Do you ever get, I guess, do you have anxiety about that? Or how does that work for you guys? And, Josh, if we can start with you.
Yeah, our year of sacrifice has extended now to 18 months. So,
okay.
It is. It's a lot of work. But one of the things I think that we both learned from our year of sacrifices, you can set as many goals as you want, and chances are, you know, the goalposts are going to move as you're playing the game, and they have. We've been very successful, and some things have been successful in different ways than we anticipated. So I guess my biggest learning was, as long as things are moving ahead and you've changed where you were from where you were last year, then you might as well just keep going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who knows where we'll wind up.
It was on your website, and you have amazing products that you sell. And my daughter's, how do you make soap from goat milk? I said, well, I'll ask them, you know. And I know that the cheese is 60 goat milk and 40 milk, and I remembered that.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
And I just love when you're walking around Manhattan with the cooler, and I love how I look like I'm going to a baseball game. And so Brent says, we'll put on a baseball hat. And you guys have the funniest interactions. Have you always been that way, or has sort of the tension of the business sort of brought out the more argumentative but yet playful at the same time? You know, you definitely jab each other, but you can tell there's a lot of love behind them.
Even though we seem very different in the way we express our personalities, our goals are the same. We're both very, very driven people, and we're kind of competitive too. So we're competitive with each other, and oftentimes in an argument we'll have to remind each other that, you know, this one of us doesn't have to win in order for the other one, or one of us doesn't have to lose in order for the other one to win. So we do have those arguments, but we're very good arguers, I think.
You really are. I'm taking notes. I mean, my husband and I are pretty clever, and we like to make jabs and stuff. But you guys, seriously, you guys are really in a league of your own, you know, with that. And, you know, Brent, I was wondering if your relationship with your mom has gotten closer since she's been on the show.
Well, you know, we felt when we were going into the TV show that we needed to make it as real as possible and be as honest as possible about, you know, what was happening in our lives and in our relationship and everything, because that's what people are interested in. You know, the part of the allure of reality TV is it's a little bit voyeuristic. And I think there's a lot to be learned from looking at other people's relationships, either with their spouse or partner or with their families. And that's what makes, what makes our show resonate with so many people is that when they see those scenes with me and my mom or Josh and his mom or Josh and I together, they see bits of themselves in it. And they're like, yes, that's exactly how my relationship is. Now I don't feel silly because, you know, we had that argument or because I feel that way. Relationships are a universal thing, and the feelings that people have in relationships are a universal thing. And I think that's why people like the show.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I love looking at the animals, and it's so beautiful, and I love the way it's shot. But yeah, it's really about the relationship, I think, for me and for the people that I know that love the show. But you guys are just fabulous, really just, and I'm not just saying that because the name is a fabulous piece of voice. I still don't know how you wrap 14,000 bars of soap. I just don't understand. And my husband was thinking, oh, that's not too many. And I looked at him, are you insane? That I can't even imagine that, and I love that. That was so me and my husband, where he's like, I can get something done, and I'll be like, God, you're so stubborn. Why can't you get help? No, I'm going to do it myself. I like the way I do it. And I'm sure there was so many couples just rolling their eyes going,
Wait till you see me wrap 14,000 wheels of cheese.
Oh, my God. Come on. You better ask for help. I'll come up and help you. I would love to go to your farm. Are you kidding? It really is a fun show, and And I'd love to have you back on sometime because we didn't even get to talk about organic farming and ecology, and you are on Planet Green, which is wonderful, on Discovery Channel. And how can people learn more about you and the wonderful show?
Well, they can visit planetgreen.com or visit our website, which is beekman1802.com. And we have all recipes, and that's where you can buy our products. And
yeah, you've got soap and cheese. And don't you have, are they crocheted or knitted? Don't you have some other nice linens or things?
Yeah, we have hand-woven linens, and we work with a blacksmith to design products. Everything that we design, we have made within a 10-mile radius of the farm. So we're really committed with as our business grows to help support the greater community around us.
Oh, and Josh, I have to make sure to ask, have you seen that little ghost?
I have not seen Mary, but we hear ghosts quite frequently, yeah.
Well, you know what's so funny is my husband writes horror fiction. So we're watching the show, and he said, you know what would be really cool is if they did this with, like, a combination of looking for ghosts. And I'm not like, he said that. And then we looked on demand, and I'm like, oh, my God, this one is about ghost hunters. He's like, no way. So that was really cool. But you guys are really terrific. I want to thank you so much. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great week. Keep being healthy. Take care.